Hi, welcome to How to Leave a Cult. This is a podcast that's going to explore my journey behind being raised in a religiously abusive cult. And I'm launching this podcast, and I want to share with you today kind of my very personal reasons of why I've decided to do this. So, first, I think I should say I've never been the person that cared to ever tell my story about what I went through. The reason that I've decided to do this is because it's been on my heart for a while because I've met so many people who have also grown up in some type of religiously abusive environment. And I think that it's time for a different level of healing for people who've been through some type of religious abuse. So I'm hoping that in sharing my story, and also what it's taken for me to not only get out of that environment, but to heal my relationships with my children, my parents, my siblings, and also to heal myself so that I could be like a functioning person after everything that I've been through, which we'll kind of dive into. I'm going to touch on some things today, but doing all of that, like it has been incredibly difficult, but it also has been incredibly rewarding. So I hope if you're here, you may just be here because you want the fascinating story. And if you are, that's fine. But I hope while you're here, you also hear some things that help you to possibly find a little bit to become a little bit more lighter in who you are or what you've been through. Because I really want this to become a community that you can feel safe, that you can feel understood, and that you can feel like you can let go of some of the burden of what you've been carrying with you. So, in the following podcast, we're going to dive into all kinds of things. This will be kind of pretty much biographical, so starting, pretty much from what my life was like before we joined, and then diving into how things changed over the years. Just to give you a little bit of a background, we're going to talk about the cult that I grew up in, which was a church that was created by a husband and a wife. She was a trance medium, and he had a background in different types of communities, and they used to go around the US doing seminars, which is how my parents met them. It was based on the teachings of the spirit that she tranced. So, because a lot of people ask if it's associated with a specific religion, ours was not. A lot of cults are. This was based on teachings that this spirit created and made up. And we lived very much within the communities that we were surrounded by, but also emotionally, we were very tied in with each other. What I mean by that is that we were very involved in our church community, way too involved. And so the church and the spirit that spoke was oftentimes controlling relationships, careers, parenting, you name it, pretty much money, like money was all fuddled together. So we, you know, I never realized growing up that I was in a cult. I always just thought that that was these other crazy groups that did things that you saw in the news. We watched the news, saw movies, did all that kind of stuff. So we were never taken out of being able to be a part of media, which some groups do have that. So I remember, seeing all these groups online, and to me, that's what a cult was, not what we were. We were completely different than that. So to me, that was one of the reasons growing up, it was like, well, we're not a cult. Those people are cults. And from there, it just, I mean, I was indoctrinated into it when I was 8, and so I pretty much believed all the things that were said to me. And anything I didn't believe, I was very much taught that you don't really ask questions about things, you just go with what you're told. And I tried to learn from everybody older than me because if you didn't, it was a very hard road. It was very emotionally abusive. And so growing up, I learned to do anything I could to avoid being yelled at. The things that were expected was anything that served the greater good of the community that we were in. As all cults are, this is the best way to God. So sitting and listening to this spirit, it was like this was the highest form, and it was all about the sacrifices we needed to make as a whole, for the greater good of the church that we were in. And along with that, there was so many levels of gaslighting, manipulation, and it was for, in my opinion, for the purpose of power, for the purpose of money, for the purpose of free labor. Like the amount of things that even just my personal family gave is insane and above and beyond what any person should have to do. And it also is going to speak to how difficult it is to not only leave a community like this, but to rebuild after it. Because you're left with so little once you're in one of these groups. But we're going to get into all the psychological tactics that happen, but we're also going to talk about how to begin to heal those. I have seen over and over again that we carry so many things that happen to us in our life, like baggage. And my goal is to help you to release some of that. And I think that this is a subject that still carries so much shame. People don't want to talk about if they were raised in an environment like this because there's so much shame about the beliefs that you once had. Like, I understand some of the things you used to believe were fucking insane. Like, I look back and I'm like, I can't believe the woman that I used to be. And not that she wasn't wonderful and beautiful and amazing and stuff like that, but she was so fucking naive, and it was because she was so manipulated to be that way. So it's okay. You're not the only one. In fact, there are so many people. They don't know how to talk about it, and that's okay. Most people will never publicly speak about the things that I'm going to talk to you about. So, what are some of the things we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about how there was this incredible, insane hierarchy. And unless you were part of the main family or the main ministers, how off-kilter this hierarchy was. We're going to talk about speaking to spirits and the things the spirits used to say and recommend on a regular basis and the teachings that they were sharing. We're going to talk about arranged marriage. I have two amazing children who are in their 20s. But they are the product of an arranged marriage and they're aware of it. We've had conversations about it. We're going to talk about the charter school. Like, I think that, just sidebar on this really quick. I think that the thing that's interesting that most people don't understand when we're talking about cults, I think that there was a long time that cults were considered people who had some level of naivety and ignorance and simpleness. And I want to share that, like, a lot of the people in the group that I was in, these families came from fairly affluent, financially well-off families. And we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about, and obviously, I think a lot of the manipulation was to get money. We're going to talk about the lawsuits. There were several attorneys. There was handfuls of lawsuits that went on over the time, over all different kinds of issues. There was nobody who was off limits for being sued. Everything from the sheriff's office to a cult expert who called us a cult. Yeah. He was sued as well. We're going to dive into, you know, the ripping apart of families within the group. You know, there was a lot of families that were ripped apart while they were in the group. We're going to talk about the severe emotional abuse. We're going to talk about the severe alcoholism. And we're going to talk about how other groups mirror, they may not mirror a lot of the same things that we did, but they do mirror an enormous amount of the same tactics that are used. And that's the thing that resonates over and over and over from one group to the next, is that the tactics and the ways in which they treat people and gaslight people and manipulate people, those are pretty consistent. Most groups do these. And, you know, how to leave a cult just isn't just a name for me. It's not just a title of the podcast. I came up with that because I really want you guys to understand that I want to help you let this shit fucking go. Not that you're ever not going to remember what you went through if you were in a horribly religious, abusive environment. It's not, but I want you to know that you can move forward and you can build a beautiful life after it. And that can be a part of your past that you can let go. You don't have to carry it as a burden with you forever. And so we are going to talk about how to heal. We're going to talk about how to rebuild your life. We're going to talk about how to dive into forgiveness. We're going to talk about how to rebuild communication, rebuild relationships with the people that you care about, come to terms with the mistakes that you've made, learn how to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you fucking love yourself, because goddamn, that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. To be able to sit and tell myself that I love myself after everything that I felt like I had done, including like my parents brought me into this group, but then I raised two kids in this group. So I had to come to terms with the fact that at some point I was a responsible adult. So I hope you find that this is a community that you feel welcome in. I'm excited to see where this goes. I would love to hear any questions you have about things. I want you to know that I'm here for you, that I am doing this from my heart, and that if you've ever felt the suffocating grip of decisions that you felt like weren't yours, or decisions you made because of the emotional state you were in, because of the people who were manipulating you around you, I want you to know that I'm here for you, and I'm here to support you, and I'm here to share with you a space that you can get past that. So please subscribe, share your thoughts. I would love if you would give me a 5-star review. That would be amazing too. I want to grow this. I want other people to see it, share it with your friends. And you know, thank you for turning on and tuning in. This is the first episode. This one is probably going to be one of the shorter ones, but there's many more things to open up from here on out. So thank you so much. Bye.